Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, we're going to see mostly cloudy skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy with a low near 39. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers with a high near 53. For Saturday night, we'll have rain showers likely with a low of 44, and Sunday, chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 40.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. The new Ford F-150 trucks are on the lot at Boss Motors in downtown Marysville. See the all-new Ford cars and trucks at Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Kansas legislators have postponed a vote on overriding Governor Sam Brownback's veto of a bill that would have expanded the state's Medicaid program. Supporters of the bill launched an effort yesterday to override the veto in the House shortly after the governor announced his action. But they realized one of the bill's supporters was absent. They had to table the discussion indefinitely. A Kansas legislator whose 10-year-old son was killed on a water slide fought back tears as he calmly urged colleagues to strengthen inspection rules for amusement parks. The House unanimously advanced the bill on a voice vote immediately after hearing from Republican Representative Scott Schwab. His son Caleb Schwab was killed last summer on the Verrucht water slide at Schlitterbahn Water Park in Kansas City during an event for elected officials and their families. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It's Macy's lowest prices of the season. Save 50 to 65% on select fine jewelry when you use your 25% off savings pass during our semi-annual diamond sale. And buy more, save more during our great shoe sale. Take 40% off three or more pairs for her. Plus, shop incredible specials now through Sunday. Get the lowest prices of the season now at Macy's. Plus, plenty members can earn points every day for savings at Macy's. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Blue the Dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the Propane Man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog. I didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars. But I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at ProudlyPropane.com.
USD 428 Great Bend has named Chris Thexton the new superintendent of schools, the position to take effect July 1st. KSN-TV reports Thexton was named interim superintendent back in December of last year when Brad Reed announced his resignation. Prior to that, Thexton was an assistant superintendent in charge of business operations for USD 428. He brings with him 18 years of educational experience, 4 years as superintendent in Marysville, and 4 years as an assistant superintendent for USD 428. Frank Mason III, who led Kansas to its 13th consecutive Big 12 title, is the Associated Press Player of the Year. The senior point guard averaged 20.8 points, 4.1 rebounds, and 5.1 assists, while shooting 48.7% from three-point range. He received 37 votes yesterday from the same 65-member media panel that selects the weekly AP Top 25. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Nebraska authorities say a 15-year-old boy suspected of killing a Western Nebraska man has surrendered in Colorado. The boy has been sought since the stabbing death of 25-year-old John Frattis in Ogallala on Tuesday. A Nebraska prosecutor said yesterday the boy turned himself in at the Juvenile Services Center in Denver after learning of the Nebraska warrant for second-degree murder and a Colorado warrant regarding a probation revocation. Nebraska could provide immunity from drug charges for people who seek medical help for opioid overdoses under a bill that has won first-round approval from the state legislature. Senators voted 35-4 to advance a measure that would protect people who cooperate with medical professionals from drug or drug paraphernalia charges. 34 other states and the District of Columbia have similar laws. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Rick Everett.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County ranks in the top 10% of Kansas counties in annual health rankings, released this week by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. The overall tally shows Washington County ranked number 9 among 102 counties responding. Higher than average marks were noted for length and quality of life, finishing in the top 10%. Clinical care was a concern with a rise in uninsured population and a higher-than-average ratio of residents to dentists and primary care doctors. An additional concern was physical environment, showing an increase in higher percentage of air pollution owing to particulate matter. Good health behaviors and socioeconomic factors were noted, with Washington County in the top 10% in both those categories. Marshall County was just in the top third, ranking at number 34 of 102 counties. Quality of life and health behaviors were lagging factors, with concerns as well with air pollution owing to particulate matter. Highest marks were noted with social and economic factors. Improvements were noted in percentage of uninsured and preventable hospital stays. Nemahal County finished number 25 in the rankings. The county ranked extremely high in social and economic factors, with a lower-than-average number of children in poverty and children in single-parent households. Clinical care opportunities abound, with significantly higher ratio of primary care physicians and dentists to the population than average in Nemahal County. Gage County numbers were not so impressive, finishing 49 of 78 counties reporting in Nebraska. Health behaviors ranked nearly the worst in the state, with obesity and physical inactivity noted. Alcohol-impaired driving deaths were nearly double the state average. Those factors led to a ranking of number 76 of the 78 counties. A higher percentage of violent crime contributed to lower social and economic standings, and injury deaths were high. The entire report is available online at countyhealthrankings.org and on our website at keyndyradio.com. Lori Jean Neatfelt, age 58, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Visitation Friday, 2 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Lori Neatfelt. Mildred M. Cotis, age 86, of Diller, passed away. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Centenary United Methodist Church in Beatrice. Burial in the Prairie Home Cemetery at Diller. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Mildred Cotis. Charles R. Prelwitz, age 69, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service is planned Saturday at 2 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home at Wymore. Visitation Friday from 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home at Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Charles Prelwitz. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, garlic herb tilapia,
cheesy potato, a muffin, Cape Cod blend, and pineapple coleslaw. Monday, supreme pizza, mixed salad, applesauce, and a cookie. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Marysville Museum Day, fun for the whole family. On Saturday, April 1st, our local museums will be open free of charge from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The historic courthouse, built in 1891 and now houses 21 display rooms. The Custer House, originally a two-room bungalow and expanded into the family home you see today. And finally, the Pony Express Barn, Joseph Cottrell's barn that would be leased out as Pony Express Station. Come experience history right in your own backyard.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, it looks like the low that brought us some showers and thunderstorms across the Midwest is now entering the northeastern and eastern parts of the United States. But it looks like we're going to see short-lived dry weather as we have yet another low forming out of the Rockies that will sweep across the central parts of the Midwest as we head over the weekend. And it looks like I said, rain showers will continue through Sunday. Temperature-wise, still remaining in the mid to upper 50s. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, cloudy, mid-50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy, low at 39. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For Saturday, cloudy skies, chance of rain showers with a high near 53. For Saturday night, mostly cloudy, will continue with showers likely with a low near 44. For Sunday, chance of rain, temps at 59. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late March 62, record high on this date 85 in 1945. The average low 38, the record low is 14 degrees in 1964. Sunset this evening at 7:45, sunrise in the morning at 7:07. 41 degrees, a mostly cloudy overcast with a light northwest wind. Let's check in the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 31st of March. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The annual Heritage Days Golf Classic is here. The four-person scramble is Saturday, April 1st at the Spring Creek Golf Course in Seneca. 9 a.m. registration and a 10 a.m. shotgun start with a $200 entry fee for each team. There are numerous cash prizes you could win. And don't forget the raffle. All proceeds will support the Military Museum. Saturday, April 1st at the Spring Creek Golf Course in Seneca. Rain date, April 2nd.
The Cavs continue to slide. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The defending champs have lost three straight.
The high post, Lopez, they go back to Butler. Inside, Lopez, jump hook, right hand, good! Just before the shot clock expired.
On WLS, the Bulls top the Cavs 99-93. Detroit hung on at home.
KCP turning that corner and has to send it out. Harris to Smith, bodies all over. It hits it! For three!
On WMGC, the Pistons edge the Nets 90-89. In the late games, the Rockets have lost two in a row.
Harkless makes a move, gets past him, and jams it! Ooh, that was nasty!
On KPOJ, Portland defeats Houston 117-101. And NCAA President Mark Emmert said the NCAA Board of Directors will announce next week whether it will allow the return of championship games to North Carolina in light of the repeal of a controversial bathroom bill. In college hoops, the Final Four for March Madness is on Saturday, but the NIT champ was crowned last night. Fourth-seeded TCU defeated sixth-seeded Georgia Tech 88-56. On the ice, Montreal is playoff-bound.
Knocked down by Beaulieu, who's on the move. Gallagher gives it to him. Beaulieu down the left wing, sends it up front. Byron scores!
On TSN Radio 690, the Habs defeat the Panthers 6-2 to clinch a playoff berth. An OT winner for the Canes.
Now a long pass to Skinner. Skinner gets it from Hanifin. He does a 360 on Johnson. Went to the net. He's checked the rebound. He scores. Closing in on goal. A drive from the top of the spot. No, ain't him.
A 99.9 The Fan. Carolina beats Columbus 2-1. A huge win for the Oilers.
It's Drysdale throwing it in front. Deflected wrist shot. Russell has it tipped home. And once again, Patrick Maroon.
On 630 CHED, Edmonton edges San Jose 3-2 to move into second in the Pacific Division. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
The season of preparation never stops in the world of archery and bow hunting. Whether it's indoor 3D or indoor target or just getting that new bow fit and ready for deer season, Blue River Archery has the knowledge and products to help you out. 2017 lineup of Hoyt, Matthews, and Elite bows are in stock for your selection. Remember, any box store or basement bandit can sell you a bow. But for the best equipment, expertise, knowledge, and customer service in Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, call Blue River Archery in Fairbury. 729-2062, now open 1 to 7, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And 9 to 4 on Saturday.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The confirmation of Ag Secretary nominee Sonny Perdue now awaits a full Senate vote after the Senate Ag Committee on a voice vote approved the nomination. It occurred off the Senate floor in the midst of floor votes on Thursday morning. Full Senate action is yet to be scheduled, as a packed schedule next week could mean the Senate won't be able to consider his nomination until after the two-week Easter recess that starts at the end of next week. The Senate is expected to consider the nomination of Neil Gorsuch for the Supreme Court next week, and that process expected to be time-consuming. All but one at Senate Ag Committee member voted in favor of Perdue, that being New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand, insisting on a no vote. Perdue's cousin, Georgia Senator David Perdue, abstained. Trump administration seems more likely to pursue modest changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement in negotiations with Canada and Mexico. Trump has called NAFTA a disaster during his campaign for president, but the Wall Street Journal reporting his suggestions for NAFTA seem less likely to make sweeping reforms to the trade agreement. According to an administration draft proposal being circulated around Congress by the U.S. Trade Rep's office, the U.S. would keep some of NAFTA's most controversial provisions, including an arbitration panel that lets investors in the three nations circumvent local courts. As the draft continues to be reviewed, talks of seeking to improve procedures to resolve disputes rather than eliminating the panels. However, experts caution that the draft could be revisited. The administration must give Congress 90 days notice under trade law before beginning any formal NAFTA renegotiations. Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Seem like it, but the United States Department of Agriculture says ag producers received more for their products in February. We get that story from Rod Bain.
Ag producers as a whole received more price-wise for their products in February, over 6% more, according to USDA's latest agricultural prices report. Most of the month-over-month increase in prices received went to crop producers, as the crop production index rose 10% from January. Most commodities in the crop index were up in February. But most significant, vegetable producers saw a 15% increase in the prices they received. The index for wheat and other food grains noted a 0.5% decline from January. The February prices received index for livestock was slightly down by a 0.5%. An over 3% increase in prices received for meat animals were countered by lower prices for dairy, poultry, and eggs. Meanwhile, what producers paid for inputs and services in February was relatively unchanged from the previous month, with producers paying more for items such as nitrogen, feeder pigs, and concentrates. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their parts online, abilenemachine.com. A little fog across parts of the Central Plains this morning and cooler soil temperatures, unfortunately, looking at 44, 45, 46 degrees across the northwestern one half of Kansas. And we look at 45, 46, and 47 degrees for the southeastern one half. We've dropped back a few degrees. Same story for Oklahoma. Northern Oklahoma, 47, 48, 49 degrees. And we get down to the southernmost one-third of Oklahoma, 49, 50, and 51 degrees. 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network.
There is always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture. For being the most essential industry, the prices being paid to farmers sure are low. When is that going to change? An opinion after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
There are many people speculating about when prices for ag commodities are going to bounce back and what has to happen for that to occur. The director of the Indiana Department of Agriculture, Ted McKinney, shares his opinion.
Well, it's like anything else. It's the laws of supply and demand. And right now we have a world glut on particularly corn. I'd say a lot the same in soy and soybean meal, and with it go DDGs out of ethanol plants. China's not buying as much. Japan, Korea, Taiwan, Europe are not buying as much. And so, it just sits there and it just takes that price down. As we work off those global stocks, I think we'll be coming back in a year, maybe two, and I think we're going to see price recover. And I'm speaking particularly of commodity grains, commodity livestock.
Mr. McKinney is promoting Indiana Grown, which is a new wide-ranging farm-to-table program, and he says it does help during these bad times.
The Indiana Grown program, which is a sort of a niche program, specialized, local, it can, in many cases, command a premium, and that's where I think farmers of all types are finding diversification. None are huge in scope. I mean, people are testing this out in many cases, and you go from making it in your garage, and if you grow a little more, you can go to a much, much more efficient place. So we're seeing growth across many, many, many of our members. But hey, it's making them happy. It's certainly making consumers happy. So we're happy to do our part in bringing this program along to help out a bit.
The state of Indiana certainly has a bigger voice in Washington now with Mr. Pence as vice president. Any thoughts on how his presence and the proposed changes are going to benefit agriculture?
I would say on the upside, we're seeing a lot of positives with the removal of onerous regulations. And I think soon, as they move through health care issues, they'll tackle the whole trade issue, which certainly has everybody nervous. I mean, NAFTA has been good for agriculture. Even TPP, I think, was looking to be good for agriculture. But we also get that it may not have been right for the rest of our colleagues in society. So the hope is that as we move to bilateral trade agreements, country to country, that it'll be all right. But one thing I'll assure you, the man does know the importance of agriculture, knows how it works. So we're thrilled, and we periodically feed information and insights to he and his team.
Ted McKinney, director of the Indiana Department of Agriculture. Back after this.
There will be a farm machinery and collectible auction for the Ivan Hula Estate Saturday, April 1st. Sale begins at 10 a.m. from the east edge of Blue Rapids, a block west of Raymond Street, then a half block north. Collectibles, tools, and miscellaneous selling at 10 a.m. Car, trucks, tractors, and machinery selling at 1 o'clock. Vehicles include a 2009 Lincoln Signature Limited Town Car, 4-door, 84,000 miles, a 1975 GMC 6000 V8 2-ton truck, all-metal bed with hoist, a 1991 Dodge Ram 1500 pickup, Arctic Cat 300 4x4 four-wheeler, 12-volt Shaven 25-gallon four-wheeler sprayer with 10-foot booms and hand wand, an Alice Chalmers 8050 diesel tractor, a D17 Series 3 gas tractor, and a Massey Ferguson 750 diesel combine. Plus other machinery, antiques, and collectibles. Collectibles, tools, and miscellaneous selling at 10 o'clock. The car, trucks, tractors, and machinery at 1 o'clock, Saturday, April 1st. Sale to be held from the east edge of Blue Rapids, a block west of Raymond Street, then a half block north. For information, contact Klein Realty and Auction. Check their website for more details at mcclivestock.com/Klein Realty.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Cloudy yet, 41 degrees. Highs today top 50, the warmest reading of the week so far. And then it drops back a few degrees again on Saturday with a scattered chance for rain developing Saturday into Sunday.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life. And auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Frank Mason III, who led Kansas to its 13th consecutive Big 12 title, is the Associated Press Player of the Year. The senior point guard averaged 20.0 points, 4.1 rebounds, and 5.1 assists, while shooting 48.7% from three-point range. He received 37 votes yesterday from the same 65-member media panel that selects the weekly AP Top 25. The American Athletic Conference engaged in talks to add Wichita State. According to multiple sources, the conversations have advanced to where a timeline for the potential membership has emerged, including the possibility of Wichita State playing in the AAC as soon as next season. There appears to be strong mutual interest between both sides, and sources said that a final decision could be made within the next month or in as few as the next 2 weeks. Any decision would need to be approved by the AAC's presidents. Mid-America Network Sports.
Boredom got you down? Let's go bowling. Landell Lanes has a dollar bowling.